I wonder what Matt Damon's mom thinks of charter schools.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask.
There's a long time controversy, ongoing debate over the nature of charters and are they public or private. Personally, I've never struggled with that question because to me they always seemed like they were not public schools. They take public funds, but they use them in whatever ways they want. So there are many privately managed charters, charter chains, you know, all kinds of ways. Diane Ravitch in her book Reign of Error has a whole chapter on the ways that money transfers from public taxpayers' hands into charter operators, charter management groups, all the different ways they are making money off it, which is what they want to be doing. I don't think U.S. taxpayers understand that their public tax dollars are flowing into private pockets in through charters. And I don't think people would be very happy about it if they understood the economic side of how charters operate. But because they don't have any transparency and because, you know, they're not held accountable in any systematic way. Also, probably the most important thing to me is that charters, because they're not accountable to communities and to parents. In a superficial way they are, but not in a deep way. They don't, they're not connected to local school boards or local citizenry, and there's not a dialogue going back and forth between the charter and the community. And in that way, they're not public. They take public funds. Maybe they're funded publicly, but they're not connected to communities, and they're not, and they're undermining what I think is the most important aspect of public schools, which is the role they have in maintaining democracy. Schools are sort of the lifeblood, really, of democratic, you know, democratic life in a free society. And charters pull schools out of that because they're no longer participating in the same kind of way. You know, they provide choice, but it's this sham idea of the marketplace that you think you have choice and therefore it's democracy, but that's not really true. You have a choice between school A and school B or maybe three schools, but the nature of the school, how the school is running, how it's connected to the community, the role of parents and the community in decision-making about the school and the transparency of what goes on there, that's all missing when it comes to charter schools. So, no, they're not public schools.
This is Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.